Seattle's Wallingford neighborhood is known for its restored bungalows and for Gasworks Park. But some people are afraid it could lose its soul if the city's affordable housing plan goes through. The plan would speed up the pace of development there. Joshua McNichols is with KUOW's Region of Boom team. He went to find where Wallingford's fight against development began.
This is the heart of Old Wallingford, an old brick building called the Good Shepherd Center. There's a big Jesus statue out front. It used to be kind of a boarding school run by nuns, a, quote, home for wayward girls, unquote. Today it's owned by the city. You can see a concert here, like this one featuring jazz guitarist Greg Belial Chi. This building's salvation was one of the neighborhood's first big victories in a decades-long battle against developers. Carl Slater saw the birth of that struggle. He was a known community activist in the early 1970s when Wallingford asked him to help save the Good Shepherd Center because a developer wanted to knock it down and put in a shopping center surrounded by parking lots. Slater knew the fight to save the building would mean choosing community meetings over family life.
There are times when you have to go. That means you leave the dinner table. You don't even come to the dinner table. You have to do it. If you don't do it, you won't win.
Slater almost turned down the request because he feared it would tear apart his already struggling marriage. But his wife set him straight.
And she said, no, I'm going to divorce you anyway. I want you to save that building.
Did she divorce you?
Yeah.
Was it worth it?
No, of course not.
But he saved the building. And the Wallingford Community Council was just getting started. At the time, the neighborhood was run down and polluted from the former gasworks. So developers were snapping up Wallingford's old bungalows and turning them into duplexes for Teamsters and University of Washington students. Wallingford's homeowners complained to the city of Seattle. Mike Ruby worked for the building department at the time.
Basically, they came saying, we've got this serious problem with these developers coming in and disrupting our neighborhood.
Ruby told him, if you want to make changes in your neighborhood, this is what you need to do. They followed his instructions, and new duplexes were outlawed.
It just basically kept the neighborhood more or less the way it was.
60 years ago, you could find some homes in Wallingford for $10,000. Today, you can find homes selling for 100 times that amount. Through all those changes, many Wallingford homeowners held on to their distrust of developers who want to bring more density to Wallingford's neighborhoods. And after the city of Seattle hammered out its affordable housing plan with help from developers in 2015, Wallingford's community council emerged as a major critic. Miranda Berner is leading the charge against the plan, known as HALA.
This is so clearly a developer giveaway.
The plan involves loosening the rules on developers in parts of Wallingford. In exchange, the developers are required to build, or at least pay for, affordable housing. The problem, according to Berner, is that the affordable housing could come long after the luxury townhomes.
When I looked at what HALA was proposing, I saw it as speeding up economic displacement instead of putting things into place that would help slow it down or stop it.
City officials strongly disagree with that perspective. Here's the city's Sarah Mexana. Her data shows development is the key to keeping Seattle affordable.
When you have more housing choices across the city for a full range of incomes, that provides more opportunities for people to stay here.
Both sides claim they want affordability, so there's common ground here just waiting to be explored. You can see the beginnings of that conversation happening in Wallingford, where there are yard signs protesting HALA and yard signs supporting it. This year, Seattle upzoned 4 neighborhoods. Wallingford is one of 27 neighborhoods that could get upzoned next year. On Friday, we'll hear from renters who have different views on Wallingford's future. In Wallingford, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.